This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we are reading through the Book of Psalms, and we're calling it A Prayer Garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are the architect of the earth, the builder of all things beautiful, the commander-in-chief and the divine redeemer. You are enduringly strong, and you are the father of the fatherless, the God of the generations. You give us high hopes, Lord. You are the intelligent designer, and Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the keeper of our souls and the Lord of light itself. You're the Messiah, and you are new each day with new mercies. Lord, you are the Omega of the Alpha and Omega. You're the provider, quite wonderful, and the rock of our salvation. You're the sure foundation and the truth. You're unstoppable in your ways. You have more value than all value put together. You're wonderful and extraordinary. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And Lord, you're even zealous for us. We praise your holy name and thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you. We just want to tell you how beautiful you are, how gracious you are and compassionate, tender-hearted and loving. Father, we see that every day in the lives of the children. We see mercies being given. We also see the opposite, and we pray against that, Lord. For we know that with you and your people in the schools, there will be light, there will be mercy, and there will be grace. Help us when we mess up and we fall to get right back up and give credit to you, pointing others to you. Oh, Lord, God bless this day. Give the teachers energy to see beauty. Give the children the ability to see beauty, and especially in each other. Oh, gracious God, let all the people of our school community know you more and more each day. We praise you and thank you for this day in the mighty and holy name of our King Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are still in the Song of Ascents. We have only one more to go. And today is Psalm 133. It is short and sweet and beautiful. It will be read to us today by Angela Blake. Angela is a middle school teacher in Hartford, Connecticut. She serves students and families. Her mission in education is based on a phrase, speak life, teach life, where she believes that words are seeds and have the power to create and build up students and families. She's also the founder of Teachers of Light, a network of educators who are little lights in the mountain of education. The Word of God, Psalm 133.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Angela, for reading Psalm 133 for us today. Let us pray this beautiful psalm. Oh, dear Lord of beauty, thank you, Lord, for pointing our eyes and hearts to the things that are good and pleasant and beautiful. It is so wonderful to be with brethren who dwell in unity. We experience that in our churches and in our prayer groups with other ambassadors. You have knit us together under the blood of Jesus. We speak the same language of love, mercy, and grace because of you. The picture of oil running down Aaron's beard and the edge of his garments helps us to look to your anointing on your people. The dew on the mountains is your gentleness. Let us rejoice today with fellow believers at our schools that we can experience your goodness. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. For as the body is one and has many members, so are your ambassadors, your servants. We endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We praise you in the unifying name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness, for being in the Word of God and prayer each school day. And now let's read our daily devotional from Christian Educators. These can be found at christianeducators.org. You can have them emailed to yourself so that you can share them, or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Today's devotional is written by Nikori Thomas Brown. Nikori has written a book called Doing All God Has Called You to Do, a devotion for novice teachers. She calls this devotional a bigger plan. The scripture that Nikori chose is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. As teachers, we have all written various styles of lesson plans for our students, but have you ever gone a little deeper and given any thought as to how your lesson plan impacts your students' futures? Have you thought about their futures past the time that they're in your class? Today, I encourage you to look at the bigger picture. For example, if you're teaching place value, think of it as a lifelong skill that students can use to be good stewards of their finances. Or if you are teaching a language lesson, think of how it can impact your students to be effective speakers and writers someday. You play a vital part in molding and shaping your students' minds and futures. What you do in your classroom is extremely important. Don't ever downplay your role in their lives. Lord, you are the author and finisher of my faith. I trust you and your plan for my life. I bind the enemy's plans for my life. I decree and declare that I will walk in the destiny that you designed for me. Thank you for delivering me. I'm grateful for your manifested protection over my life. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was our daily devotional for today, A Bigger Plan, written by Nikori Thomas Brown. And now, friends, it's time to remind you that we are going to be praying together again today at 1:16 p.m. I know on the surface it's a strange time, but when you know it comes from Romans 1:16, it makes perfect sense. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. We pray today for the needs of the bus drivers. Can you imagine doing that job every day? Oh, let us pray for God's hand of mercy, protection, and grace upon them, or whatever it is. Maybe you know some of them by name. I'm really looking forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m., our midday prayer. And now, friends, I have the delight to bless you with our blessing for this school year, and that is Psalm 23. I'm going to be reading it for you today in the Young's Literal Translation, the YLT. Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. In pastures of tender grass, he causeth me to lie down. By quiet waters, he doth lead me. My soul he refresheth. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Also, when I walk in a valley of death's shade, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou arrangest before me a table over against my adversaries. Thou hast anointed with oil my head. My cup is full. Only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and my dwelling is in the house of Jehovah for a length of days. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.